LSV. That's Lena, Chauvinet, and Bernice. And today is the first Sunday in April, also known as April Fool's Day, but we're not doing any jokes on anybody today. So we're just going to enjoy today. We're going to be doing psychic readings and one question per caller. And to let you know ahead of time, if after we've hung up, you're more than welcome to stay on the line and listen to other calls, or if you would like a in-depth reading, to go to my website, theessenceofsuccess.com, and on the right side of the page, you'll see where you can click on, and I'll be more than happy to give you more of an in-depth reading if you want a reading for 30 minutes or an hour or even longer. So that's theessenceofsuccess.com. And our phone number, Ms. Chauvinet?
Is area code 646-727-2914. That number again is area code 646-727-2914.
All right. And with that, let's begin the show. And our first caller is?
Thank you for calling Talk to Me. What is your name and your question?
Hello.
Hi, this is Linus. You're on the air.
Hi, this is Rose.
Hi, Rose. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for taking my call.
Oh, you're most welcome, young lady. How can I help you today?
Well, my question is, what do you see for me regarding work and career?
As soon as you said work, I just saw explosions like fireworks. You know, that's a good thing. It just burst right out like, boy, something is just big waiting for you. Definitely a white-collar job, making a lot of money. Scheduling, do you have any knowledge or anything to do with schedules or setting something up? I'm sorry?
I'm an executive assistant, so I do.
Okay, that's why I see schedule. Well, God, your career is getting ready to go off. I mean,
good way.
Yeah, there's people that are watching you. Matter of fact, there's a gentleman, and let me tell you, you probably know this man. There's a gentleman, he's well-dressed in a suit, slender, brunette hair, and this man's been watching you, that he's got something better for you, paying anywhere from, I'm seeing, $10 to $12 more per hour. So you're definitely on the job you're on now. You must be proving yourself. Maybe you don't realize it, but people have watched you. So I'm going to say this. You're either going to go up within the company you're in right now, or you might get an offer. I know this isn't right, but, you know, people do this. They see you're a good worker and you're good at your job. You know, another company will pull you and give you an offer. So it's one or two things. You're either going to get a big-time promotion with the company you're with now, or someone's going to come to you with an offer and say, like, hey, if you come work for us at Microsoft, we'll give you $80,000 a year. Are you interested?
That's what you see coming for me, because I'm temping
right now. I'm sorry?
I'm temping right now, and you see an offer coming my way?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am, I sure do. In fact, write it on your calendar. You'll know by the 12th of April. Write it on your calendar while we're talking, or write a note down while we're talking. By the 12th of April, you will know.
I will know.
Yes, ma'am. Either a promotion, or you're going to get an offer to go to another company making even more money. So don't worry about that you're being temporary. That means nothing to these people right now. You're doing a good job. So, you know, pop your collar, girlfriend. You're being watched and you're doing good. So just remember, by the 12th, you know, either a promotion, you may be temporary, they'll offer you a permanent, or either someone else will get you from that company to come to theirs and offer you even more money.
I've been out of work for so long that I'm just like finding this hard to believe. It's like a miracle.
Well, hey, don't you think you deserve it? It's your time.
I sure do. That's why
I'm
saying.
All right, then. Let God bless you, honey. Let God bless you. You deserve it.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And after the 12th, give me a call. I do readings the first of every month. If you want more of an in-depth reading, as I said earlier, you can go onto my website, theessenceofsuccess.com. But, yeah, you're going to do good. You know, so just wait till the 12th. Mind you, we're coming to the end of Mercury retrograde. It ends the 4th, people, for all the callers and listeners. Mercury retrograde ends on the 4th. By the 5th, life will turn back around and start looking upwards again. So, you know, just
well,
keep doing
nice
what you're doing, low-key or whatever, but do good. You know, you're doing good at your job. But do expect by the 12th you'll get an answer. Your prayers are being answered, believe me.
I have been trying to prove myself. I'm not getting into gossip. I've been working. I don't want to be involved with office.
There you go.
Gossip
and
or anything. And I hope that they see that, you know, because that's important right now for me. And as far as my career, do you see me going back to school or doing anything different?
I see you getting training. Depending on the position that you take, you will have training to go through.
All
and
right.
It'll be like school because it'll be training courses within that field.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's good. Thank you so much.
Well, you're welcome, Rose, and I wish you the best, girlfriend. Nothing but bright lights. All right. Have a good Sunday.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Next caller, this is Linus. Who's this?
Hi.
Hi. Who's this?
My name is Tina.
Hi, Tina. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you for taking my call.
Well, you're most welcome, young lady, and how can I help you?
Oh, I have the same question like the last caller, and I wanted to know what you see coming up for me in terms of career.
Okay. Right away, I got daycare. Do you like working with children or
no.
teaching?
No. No.
Honey, I see children all around you, but I see you teaching. That's why I said, you know, as a school teacher or like in daycare, helping the young minds. But I see children all around you. You said no so quick. Maybe you're one of the people who could care less about children, but you know what?
Oh, I love children, but no. My career is not involving, has nothing to do with kids.
Oh, okay. Well, that's what I came up with. Let me concentrate a little bit more, see what Spirit says. Yeah, I keep getting a career in child care development. That's what I keep coming up for you. Have you ever thought about going in that field, working with young minds? Because that's what Spirit is showing me. Child care development is your niche in life. That's the direction that you're supposed to be going.
Well, I need a job right now.
Well, there you go. I would check with some of the child care agencies or industry in your city or your community. And, of course, make sure it's a licensed daycare. Or ask if you can assist maybe in kindergarten, you know, or preschool. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because that's you. You'd be surprised. You'd be surprised.
Yeah, maybe.
You'd really be good at that. You would. See, what you think you can't do, you would be really good. There's no such thing as can't. You could do it. But that's what Spirit is telling me right now, that child care development is you, but you're teaching. You're instructing young minds. So even though you never thought about that, look, you've been blessed with the ability to do this. Even though you don't think you can do it, you can do it. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, do you see, like, when I'm going to start this new job?
Anytime after the 4th. My suggestion is next Monday is what, the 9th? I would get on the employment registry or, like I said, or either go around your community if you know of some daycares or preschool, and starting on Monday the 9th, start putting in your applications. And you should hear something within 7 days.
Okay.
You will
okay.
get hired. You will. You'll get hired. You'll surprise yourself. You'll say, you know what, Linus was right. I didn't think I would really be interested in this field.
Okay, it's not about interest. I just don't have the qualifications for that. So.
That's right now. You don't know. Once you get hired, you don't know what you're going to be qualified for or what else you'll need to learn. Right.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Remember what I'm telling you. I said teaching. You're going to be teaching, so it's not just changing diapers or feeding or something like that. You're going to be teaching children.
Hmm.
Yes.
Okay.
You're a child care development, so check it out. You know, maybe work in a daycare to get a feel. to get an objection to it. Objective, yeah.
Okay.
Thank so remember, next
so
Monday,
much.
Start filling out those applications.
I will.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, Tina, you have
God
a good
bless.
Sunday. God bless
okay,
you.
Okay. God bless you. Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Next caller, this is Linus.
Hello?
Hi, this is Linus. Who's this?
Hi, this is Kelly.
I'm sorry, say it again.
This is Kelly.
Hi, Kelly. How are you today?
Oh, I'm good, thank you. My
okay,
question
I hear a little
just,
sadness in your voice. What's going on? There's a reluctance there.
I don't know if that's sadness. It might be my phone. But my question is the same as the other two in regards to work and finance. I'm looking for both work and money right now.
Okay. Are you obsessive with this to what you're trying to do? Are you like between a rock and a hard place?
Oh,
I see
yeah.
two things.
It's
I see
April
one
1st,
thing upset.
I don't have
I'm
rent
sorry.
Money, so. Yeah, I am. It's April 1st, and I don't have money for rent, and that's never happened to me before, so yeah.
Okay. Yeah, because I see that it's causing mental issues for you, really stressing. You're stressing that you're turning that toxic energy inside. We don't want to
well,
do that.
I feel
that.
Like I'm doing both. I'm meditating and praying, and then as the days go by and get closer to April 1st, it's just kind of like, So there's like this weird little balancing act.
Okay, Kelly, first off, let me give you some suggestions. You have your pen or paper there?
Sure.
Okay. I don't know what agencies are in your community. This is what Spirit is showing me. Go to the church and ask for
yeah.
assistance. Also, have you ever heard like Salvation Army or, God. Okay. Those type of agencies, they will help you. I can feel that in my heart. I don't know if they'll give you all the money for your rent, but they will help you with some aspects of your rent and also your electric bill I'm picking up. Excuse me. That they would also help you with your electricity. Spirit just told me, have you thought about dog walking? Getting dog walking dogs for a living?
No. That's not going to pay my rent. I'm actually, since I'm involved in theater and I've made a great deal of money over my lifetime, I'm not used to being at this point. But I know what I'm qualified to do. And I'm actually very, very focused as far as pursuing interviews and going out and doing things. And I don't think that getting a small, like even working at a doctor, that's not going to afford my bills.
Okay,
so
no. Okay, well, let me say, what I saw was not as a job, 9 to 5, 5 days a week. It was just something to supplement your income, you know, that you maybe would get $300 or $400, like, I don't know, 3 hours out the day. You know, you take dogs, take people's dogs for a walk and bring them back to them, and that's it. But it's just a little money to supplement. No, I don't see that as a career. It was a supplement. Career-wise, I'm not picking up any specific job for you. I'm just getting, like, Spirit is telling me just help, just areas that can help you for right now. I know, you know, sometimes, I'm going to say this to you, sometimes we don't realize, but when we fall, it doesn't hurt to take low to get high again. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When I say get low, maybe do things that you don't normally do, but through the mm-hmm. process of doing that, something greater will come along.
Sure.
Okay. Even though, you know, you could be a professional executive and your company has a big layoff or they close and you're like, oh, my, what am I going to do, you know, and say, hey, somebody suggests, well, hey, they need some housekeepers at the Hilton Hotel. You're like, hell no, I will never, ever clean anybody's bed or vacuum a room. But if you did that, how do you know you wouldn't meet somebody in passing that's maybe somebody there staying overnight or whatever, just through passing conversation, and offer you a job? Or say, would you be interested in this or that?
To pay on the expenses, because if that was the case, I would work at an $8 an hour job, but that would not even pay my rent.
Oh, no, 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 I understand. I'm just saying, as I'm saying, supplement. No, it won't be the whole thing. You know, it's just supplement your income. But that's what I'm saying. When you take low, you are going to rise up to get higher, to get better than where you're at. But it's just, I mean, I think we all have done that at some point in our life. You're a professional or you're educated, and it's like, you know, shit, why am I cleaning these floors? But it's a job. It's better than nothing. Coming in, you know, unless you're qualified for Social Security or welfare or something, you know, so it's better than nothing. You know, it's like you said, you're in the entertainment business. I mean, how many entertainers before they got well-known did various odd jobs just to make ends meet or, you know, pay their rent, whatever. But this is what I see. So up to you. It's up to you. But that's what I would... That's what I would do. I would check with different agencies to see what help they can offer to help you for the time being. And just think about those jobs. Like I said, I saw you doing dog walking, excuse me. I just mentioned the hotel. That wasn't for you, but I'm just saying something along that line I think will help you. Because through that, you're going to meet other people that just might, you might just come across somebody like, wow, would you be interested in doing this? And there you go. Now you got your 8 hours paid with the money you need, you know, to fulfill those obligations.
I do have a question, though. I interviewed for a job not too long ago, and they're going to be doing callbacks this week. Do you see anything coming to fruition with that?
Yes and no. The yes and no is like they're teetering on their decisions. So that's up to the company. They haven't made a full decision. They're like, could be, maybe not, could be, maybe not. They're going back and forth. So they're still in the deciding factor who they want for the position.
Got you. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I'm being honest. Okay. That's what I feel and see, so.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
You're welcome, Kelly, and I wish you luck.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye. Hi, this is Lena in the studio with LSV. Who's this? Hello, this is Lena. Who's on the line? Hello?
No one answering, huh?
Okay, well, do you have another caller, Ms. Chabanet?
Thank you for calling into in studio SLV. Are you there?
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
This is Linus. Who's this?
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
Oh good. I don't know because I'm used to the area codes, calling out the area codes.
Oh, and we can do that. We can definitely call off every area codes. I'm sure the producer would be glad to do that. Then I guess, yeah, that would help the people to know that they're the ones that's up. And who am I speaking to?
I'm Amy from California.
Hi, Amy. And you're from where?
California.
All right. Sunshine State. Okay. What can I do for you today, Amy?
So I am living in the Bay Area. I have been here 6 years. I met my partner here. We're not living together, and we haven't made any plans to get married. And I've started a business out of my home. Things have been slow, and I was recently accepted to graduate school here. But I still have this yearning to be in Southern California, where I'm from and where my family is. And I'm kind of at this crossroads where I'm not sure what direction to go in. But the yearning to go back to Los Angeles is just so strong, and I've taken it to spirit, and, you know, financially things are so much tighter than they've been in years, and I'm just feeling just uncertain in a way that I haven't felt in a long time.
Okay, for graduate school, I understand that you have opportunity. Can you put that off for about 6 months?
I can't.
Or no, you need, okay, You can't?
I can. I mean, if I stay in the Bay Area, financially going back to school makes sense right now. But is that kind of what you're saying to put it off? It took me a long time to even decide to apply, and so I got accepted, and it felt like the right thing, but I'm just still – I'm an older student, too, so I'm just kind of –
Oh, no, don't worry about that. Age has nothing to do with education, honey. Please.
Yeah.
That's nothing. That's okay. Opportunities are still there no matter what age it is. When you go back to school, they'll still be there. I just see that your heart is not in the graduate school. It's something you want to do, and, hey, God bless you. That's great. But I feel as though your heart's not really in it. You want your business to succeed and also to go back home where you're comfortable, your comfort zone. Is back home.
Yeah. No, it's absolutely true. Then I have, but I guess the only thing seriously keeping me here is my partner. And he's a musician. His career is moving very slow, and he's just not the type to
move. I was
going to
say there's challenges before you. Yeah. You will do, I'll put it like this, between the two of you, you will do better financially in your field where you're going than for him. Him is going to take a minute, and I mean a minute like it's going to be 5 years before he even gets to where he wants to be. I mean, I know that sounds troubling, but it's due to, one, economics and also the field that he's in. You know, that's a very strong field, anything in music, whether you're singing or playing an instrument. So, but he will meet people along the way that will help him, but I see 5 years before he even gets to that pinnacle where he's like, wow, you know, I can write my own ticket, do my own shows, whatever. For you,
so in the interim, what do I do? I mean,
well,
I don't
know. I mean, you know, like you say, you know, he's your partner, your friend, you know, you guys got a nice relationship going, and that's fine. But for you, I see you progressing on, not to say not to be with him, but as far as where your goals are going, it's gonna advance out. Your goals are almost like tier. You're at the first tier now, and another 6 months you'll be at the second tier. By December, you'll be at the third tier. And I'm saying that as far as not only making money, but what you want to accomplish.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. So for you, yes. I mean, it's not bad for him. There's nothing wrong being in the field, you know, to be an entertainer. It just, depending on what type of entertainment that you go into, is to how far you'll progress in a period of time. You know what I mean?
Right.
So, you know, if he's a clown, he'd probably be number one tomorrow. But if he's playing a guitar, it's going to take a minute.
Right.
Because there's so many guitarists out there. Yeah. But you'll do good. Now, as far as moving back home, sure. Spirit tells me that you can. That's your comfort zone, so you always feel good when you're at home. Right now you're challenging yourself, which is, like I said, there are challenges before you. If it was me, I'm going to say from my point of view, not Spirit, I'd stay where you are and get your business going pretty good. And then maybe you can transfer. I don't see so much this year, maybe toward the end of the year. Like after Thanksgiving, you might could transfer your business where you can locate down back to L.A. or Southern California and still work it from there, because you will have established a foundation where you're at now with your business. So, you know, it's like, well, I'm not in Frisco anymore. Now I'm down in, you know, Long Beach, California, and I'm doing it. Oh, okay, well, they know you well. So it's like, okay, we'll just do the commute. You know, or the email back and forth, whatever, you know.
Right, right.
So that's what I see right now, is that you need to stay where you're at right now and finish building your foundation, because it's going to happen.
Well, that makes me feel better. So, and in terms of graduate school, I mean, seriously, today is my last day to register for spring. Do you think I should wait in 6 months? I mean, I know I can defer my admissions.
Well, why I say this, because once you start graduate school, Spirit is telling me you're going to lack on your business. You're not going to be able to do them both and be successful at it. So either you do graduate school and let the business go, or apply yourself to your business and help it to grow and make your money. And then once you're at, like I said, when you may be at your second tier, reapply, then maybe you can go to graduate school in the fall. Because then you will have established yourself. But you're trying to do two powerful things, run a business and graduate school. That's a lot
and
of mental activity.
And they're they're sort of connected, but not really. Full disclosure, I'm an intuitive coach. And, it took me some time to really build my practice to where it is. But my original background was creative. I was an artist and a writer. And so I started in the spiritual, and it kind of took off. And it really it defined me, and I love the work. But I still always have this yearning, like, oh, should I be an artist? And so, and that's kind of where the graduate program came from. And I guess that is very much, you're absolutely right. It would mentally, they're two totally different directions. And I've been struggling with that choice.
Well, it would just be mentally exhausting for you. And you don't want that. You want to be very good in one of the two. So you've already started your business. Let it flourish. Let it grow and flourish. Make your money. And then that way, when you do apply again to graduate school and go, you'll be a little bit calmer and a little bit more into it then. But right now, you're gung-ho. You're doing really good. Keep that going. Your mind will be able to relax a little bit and then put your mind into graduate school, but everything is kind of fresh. So, give yourself time. Yeah. And as far as your friend, you guys just enjoy each other for what it's worth. You're not getting ready to marry him, so just enjoy yourself.
Yeah. Thank you. It's good.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Have a good day,
Amy,
and thank you for calling.
No problem. Take care.
Okay. That number again, folks, is area code 646-727-2914. That's area code 646-727-2914. And I'll turn it back to our producer. Who's next?
Caller, you're on. Go ahead.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, this is Linus. Who's this?
Hi, this is Dawn.
Hi, Dawn. How are you today?
I'm doing good.
Okay.
I just had a question. I noticed that I've been coming into a lot of money lately. And since I've been out of grad school, but I also noticed that I have, a bill to pay so that I can actually graduate because I finished the program. And I was wondering, will I continue to attract the money that I've been attracting in order to pay this bill so I can graduate, or will I not get it?
Well, if you're attracting money, evidently you're praying for God to help you, right? Assist you. Well, you should continue to get money. Now, it's not going to be a lot of money. I see money trickling in, but it won't be a lot of money. But for sure, pay what you can. And if you can't pay it in full, ask the school, can you make payments so you can continue on? So that's not going to hold you up from getting a job. You know what I mean? Yeah. Just ask the school, can you make payments? Surely, because I'm sure it's a lot of graduate students out there, once they, finish totally with college, they got hit with that bill, but surely they'll work with you because they know now you're beginning your career. You're not going to jump up and have $100,000. Okay, I'm through with school, now where's the job?
Right.
Yeah.
Do you see me actually having a graduation, actually be able to obtain graduation? Because it's next month, so I don't know.
Yes. I see you in your cap and gown.
Oh, yay!
I see you in your cap and gown. And don't you have a favorite aunt? There's an aunt that's going to be there to support you, because I see tears flowing. Yeah, you're going to march. You got a favorite aunt that's going to be there. Either you're surprised to see her, that she was able to come, but, yep, she's sitting out there, and I just see tears flowing. So, you're going to graduate. You're going to walk, girlfriend.
Yes, that's all I want to know. Thank you.
Honey, believe me, God didn't bring you this far to let you go now.
Right, that's what I keep telling myself. Every day.
That's right.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Don. Have a good graduation, and congratulations, young lady.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, next call.
Hello, next caller.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the line. You're on the air.
Oh, hi, this is Patricia.
Hi, Patricia. How are you today?
I'm great. Do you see any changes for me as far as career and finances?
Okay. Career. What do I get, like, shakiness or sadness when I'm asking about your career?
Oh, because the school that I currently work in, they're thinking about closing it.
Okay, yeah, because it's like, it's a nervousness there.
And oh, yeah, everybody's nervous about it.
Okay, you know I'm right on target. Okay. well, I'm so sorry. I mean, I know economics is hitting everybody throughout the nation, so I'm sorry.
But I will but you get know what? To a, I'm the assistant principal of a school. The building is just like 40 years old, and after 40 years, the state doesn't do repairs or whatever. They'll just build a new one. And
but you
I
know
don't
what?
Want to
I
go
see.
Anywhere right now.
Well, I just was getting ready to tell you, there's another school that'll snap you up.
Mm-hmm.
You know that? In fact, there's three.
Okay.
Spirit is showing me there's a possibility of three, but one out of the three, one for sure will snap you up. My suggestion, Patricia, would be to start putting those feelers out now. I mean,
okay.
I know you're coming to, it's April, so I know it's only two
mm-hmm.
more months of school, but anyway, I would put the feelers out for this fall when school begins again. In fact, so you'll know before school ends where you'll be at in September. But, yeah, I see you getting snapped up. It's like you don't even have to worry. You're good at your
job.
I
know.
You're very good. Yeah, I'm seeing that. You're very good.
But I didn't know if I definitely wanted to apply for a principalship because I only been assistant principal for 3 years. So I was kind of waiting to see if when they were going to close the school, and then I was going to put my corn in the hat. So I guess I will just go for a couple of interviews then.
Well, yes, do,
okay.
Please, yeah, you'll get hired.
Okay.
Yeah, you're good at your job. I mean, if you think you're qualified to be a principal, then apply for it. It doesn't hurt. What are they going to say? No.
Nothing.
Okay, so, you know, apply for it, both the assistant and the principal. But,
okay.
Yeah, I see you. I don't see any problems for you career-wise or money-wise because it's like
mm-hmm.
you go out, you exit out of one door and enter another door.
Okay.
It's just
right.
that easy, yeah. So, hey, thank you. Thank you
thank
for,
you.
You know, being a, yeah, Lord, God, thank you for being a principal teacher. Yes, indeed. So thank you for your service.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Patricia, and you have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Area code?
Next caller, area code 201. Hello?
Area code 201,
are you there?
You're on the line.
Yeah, hi, hello.
Okay, and who's this?
Sharon, how are you? Many blessings
hi,
to you.
Hi, Sharon. I'm doing fine, and yourself?
I'm feeling really good. I thought I'd call and ask about what you see as far as career and finances. It seems to be the boilerplate for the day.
Oh, okay. You have such a bubbly personality. I can feel that. I see bubbles, like little children blowing bubbles all around me. That's good. Wow, you get along with anybody. Yeah, really sweet personality. Let's see, career-wise. Well, you know what? I'm seeing, like, a counselor. I see you as a person that can balance. That's what I'm seeing. Can balance situations. God, it's another word I want to say. Ah, Chavanay, you're going to have to help me. What is that the Italians use when they have somebody come between? Consigliere.
Consigliere.
Consigliere, yeah. That's what I see you as, Sharon. Like, you're a person that could come in and resolve issues for people.
Oh.
You know,
sort of like a mediator?
Almost like a litigator.
Oh, litigator.
There you go. Like a litigator. You could go into a situation, like a career for you would be on the job, like maybe work in HR department.
Mm-hmm.
And like if they're having problems with personnel or whatever, that you would be the go-to person because you could sit down and not only logically but compassionately work out whatever the problem is with this particular employee.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you have that ability. So that's why I see you as a person, like I said, you create balance. And in situations like that, where there's a troubling situation, you bring balance in. And you'd be really good at that.
Oh.
So career-wise, wow, yeah, I see HR departments. Have you ever thought about that, going into that field?
No, I hadn't. I mean, I've been told, but I hadn't really thought about it. I mean, I guess I will actually look into it.
Hmm. Oh, well, that's the field. I'll just say HR. I see that. If you were to go into HR, you would be really good at that. You have a special inner knack. You know what I mean? How some people, they're just good at computers or good at doing this. You're good at that. It's a natural for you. You don't have to study or go into anything deep. It's just within you, like, okay, we're going to sit down and we're going to resolve this.
Mm.
Yeah. So that's what I see. Finances. Well, you didn't win the lotto. Oh, well. Although, let me say, everybody, the three states of the winners was Maryland, Kansas, and Indianapolis.
Mm-hmm.
Or Indiana, I guess, are the three states where the winners are that won that big mega lotto. Let's see. Finances.
Yes, I'm improving, I hope.
Well, to be honest with you, I'm not seeing anything at all finances for you. I mean, I'm not seeing anything bad, but I'm not seeing anything good either. I mean, it's like, it's okay.
Okay, so just floating along.
Yeah, it's just okay right now. I'm not even picking up any prevailing problems. So I guess where you're at right now, you're okay. Continue to do what you're doing. Pay your bills, save money. You'll be okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's for you feel that for the next 3 months? I mean, I'll just be floating okay? Or?
Well, I'm just not picking up anything finances.
Okay.
I mean, in a way, I guess that's good because it means that there's nothing before you that's going to disturb your money. And there's nothing, I mean, I'm not seeing anything good like, oh, okay, you're going to come into some money or somebody's going to pay you, they owe you $200. No, I'm not seeing any of that. It's just like, it's okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, better no news and good news than the other song, but I feel blessed then.
Well, yeah. Well, you're doing good, whatever you're doing. Yeah, keep it going. Well, Sharon, you have a good day today, and I thank you for calling.
Yeah, many blessings to everybody. Thank you very much.
Oh, welcome. Okay, next area code.
Next caller, area code 704. You're on the air.
Hi, my name is Antoinette. How are you?
Hi, Antoinette. I'm doing fine. And you, young lady, how can I help you?
I was mostly calling about my love and finances. Whether you see me going in that, or actually career, too, but those are the two main ones.
Okay, now you know it's supposed to be one question per caller.
Yeah.
But let's go to love. Because as soon as you mention love, my body got real heavy, like it's a weight on me.
Yeah.
I just like, oh, God, can I get up? Mm-hmm. So let's figure out what's going on in your love life.
Okay.
Well, you're true to form that you are a giving person, you're a compassionate person, and you have a mothering nature. Maybe too much. I see people taking your kindness for weakness. I see you sometimes even giving up, like, why even bother? I'm tired of getting fucked over.
Right.
You know? So taking this in, that's explains why I got that heaviness, that thud feeling, just, I can't move. Antoinette, you know what you need to do. Speak up for yourself, girlfriend. Tell people you ain't taking that shit no more. Okay?
Yeah.
I'm not going to apologize for my language because I'm feeling that you are a very compassionate person and you feel for other people and you care about them. And it's like, I'm telling you this because my daughters used to call me Captain Save-A-Ho because, you know, I'm going to help somebody. There I was. And they, they tell me, Mom, you know, sometimes people need to learn for themselves. You're not always supposed to be there to help them. You're supposed to let God deal with them. Let go and let God, you know, instead of putting my two cents in. Well, I feel this off of you the same way that if you could help somebody, God knows you do it. But in the meantime, people take your kindness for weakness. Okay, now turn that into love. You're a beautiful young lady. You know, why should people, you're putting out there that, hey, I'm a nice person, I'm an educated woman, and I just, you know, the way I treat you, please treat me the same way. But like I say, I'm going back again, kindness for weakness. So sometimes men will take advantage of that. I don't care how good they are sexually or how much money they have to take you out, they'll take your kindness for weakness. So I'm just asking you, Antoinette, step up. When you see stuff that you don't like, girlfriend, say something. You know what I mean? You don't have to be rude. You don't have to be ugly. Just say, you know what? That's unacceptable right now. Or maybe even tell the person, you hurt my feelings. Maybe that wasn't your intentions, and maybe you didn't mean to, but you hurt my feelings with that statement you just made, or maybe by your actions, your behavior. You know, so that's why I said a couple of seconds ago, I ain't taking this shit no more.
That's right.
Yeah. So, you know, you're really a good person. I feel a spiritual love from you. So, yeah, so your love life, that's all, you know, and enjoy your male friends or your partner, whatever, but just let them know, you know, you're not going to mess over me. You know, I'll be nice, but you've got to respect me as well as I respect you.
Right.
And let's see. Money-wise, there's a woman, and I'm going to tell you what she looks like. She's got a real big mouth. In other words, when she smiles, she's got a huge grin. She owes you some money. She's finally going to pay you. You should get your money after the 4th of April. She's got a huge grin.
That's my mama.
Oh! Okay, well, your mama's getting ready to pay you, baby.
Right now.
Give your mom a few days. She's getting ready to pay you.
Okay.
Oh, Lord. Well, I'm on target. I'm on target.
You are. She sure
but
is
anyway.
In Vegas right now. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome, Antoinette. Now, just remember, just stand up a little bit for yourself, honey, because you're good people.
Okay.
God knows you're
good
people, and God bless you.
Thank you. You too.
All righty. Have a good day. Next caller.
Okay. Thank you for calling in today. Area code 484. What's your question?
Hi. Yes. My name is Tonetta, and I'm calling in. Can you hear me?
Yes, Tonetta, I sure can. How are you?
Oh, I'm getting over the flu, having a lot of pain and aches and pains, but I'm making it through.
Oh, well, God bless you. God bless you.
Yes, I had to go to the doctors a couple days ago and get blood work because they don't know why I'm having all this pain in my body for the last 3 to 4 weeks.
Ooh, okay.
So I'm having some major health problems, and I'm only 37, so I'm a little too young to be in this much pain all the time. But my main concern here is the love life, Lennis. I don't know what to do. What do you want to do here about this?
Okay, Let me concentrate. Before I go to your love life, though, Toninette, let me go back just for a minute. When you said you were in pain, the first thing that jumped up in my face was food, F-O-O-D, right in my eyes. So something you're eating is causing, not all of it now, but it is a part of the problem that you're experiencing.
Okay,
so just make a little notation. I saw the word food came right up when you were talking. Okay. Now we'll get into your love life. Let's see. Well, I know you enjoy sex, girlfriend.
Well, no, none of that's going on right now, Lennox.
Well, are you horny, girl? Get some toys. Come on now. You know me, I'm for real. She's from the hip. Anyway, let's see. Love life. I'm feeling your urges sexually, but I'm not. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Wait a minute. Okay. Now spirit's showing me a man. I'm seeing a man. He stands about 5'9" or 5'11". I see him. He's heavy set. Now, he's not, I don't want to say obese, but he's thick. You know, maybe about 250,
right, yes, 260. Right, yes, that's this man. He's about 5'11", about 230.
Okay, he's thick.
Uh-huh.
And he's a jovial person. He's kind of fun. You know, he likes to laugh and he enjoys.
Right, yeah.
Sometimes,
well, what's his problem?
Though,
What's his problem? He's
stubborn
yeah.
sometimes. He don't want
to
listen.
Okay, now listen to this. Now listen, he's been 4 weeks, no communication. What's his problem?
That's what I'm saying. He's stubborn. He's stubborn and he don't want to listen. Evidently, let me tell you what I'm picking up. You told him something, and it was for his own good. Boyfriend's feelings got hurt, and he got a little irritated with you. Okay, but it wasn't a bad thing what you said. It's the way
Well, here's the problem. He keeps going back and forth, if you know what I mean. And I told him he has to make a decision. He has to either get out of A and come over here or leave me the heck alone. So I don't know what he's going to do here.
Well, you know,
he's not married, and he's not really committed to this person, but there is kids involved. But I need to know, is he getting out of there?
Well, I have to tell you, he loves those kids.
I know.
I picked that up from his heart. He loves those kids. And that pulls on his heartstrings, the love of children, which allows the other person to manipulate the situation. And I know you understand that. Okay.
Yes.
It's not that he doesn't enjoy you. He enjoys you. But I'm going to be honest with you here. What I'm picking up is those kids are close to his heart. It's just hard for him to he will never really totally walk away. There's always going to be that interaction there. But she uses that because of his love for the children, like I said, to manipulate. What I would say for you is, stand your ground, and if he wants you, that's fine. But you know he's gonna keep the relationship with the children, and that's it. You know what I mean? It's not okay. Well, I'm spending the night here, and now I'm coming to your house tomorrow night. No, get the children
and
time
like
with
said,
the kids, and that's it.
Right, and that's why I don't even have any kind of sex life or anything with this man because I don't play that. You know, you're living over there. I don't know what's going on, but I'm not allowing myself to be used and misused and abused.
Then
so
cut it
now
off.
So now he's not communicating for about a good 4 weeks. So is he done? Is he, that's it? This is the end of the road? Or is he going to be coming back?
Oh, he's going to try you one more time. Believe that one.
Yeah, but Lennox, what does he want?
If you mean what you say.
What does he want from me? Because he's not getting S, and, you know, this and that.
Because
he
wants his cake and eat it too, darling. He wants his cake and eat it too. He's a typical man. Come on. If I can get the milk without the cow, you know what I mean?
Right.
So it's up to you. You have to stand your ground and say, no, you're done. But, yeah, he's going to try one more time. In fact, he's going to try in less than 2 weeks and less than 7 days. He's going to call you. He might even show up at your door. I actually see him physically standing at
your door. He's an Aries. He's aggressive. He comes to the door. My thing is, how is he going to get his foot back in the door? Isn't he going to have to do something dramatic, like bring all his stuff and say, I'm here now?
No, what you need to do is to let that go.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
But, I mean, so you're saying he's going to still bother me?
Well, he's going to come back over to see if you were serious about what you said or were you just, you know, still playing with him. So you need to make it up in your mind. If you're done, you're done. And when he is through with that relationship, then, you know, you could tell him, hey, the door is open, you can come back, but until then, no, we're done.
Right, and I'm hoping that he gets some sense and gets out of that situation because it's a very negative, violent situation. They're always fighting and carrying on.
Okay, well, that's something he has to learn for himself. That's nothing you can partake in. So that's what I'm saying. Just say that you're done and move on, you know. And if he one day decides to leave the relationship and there's still the interest there, then welcome him back with open arms. But until then, you don't need the drama. You don't, sister girl. You don't need the drama. Let it go.
Okay.
You're too good of a person for that, you know.
Oh, I know. And I got too many health problems right now, Lennis. I really do.
And you know stress does not help you when you don't feel good, don't you?
Right.
And that
right.
is stressful.
Right.
Love life can be stressful too, so that's not good for your health. So, yeah, I would just tell him we're done and explain it, but, you know, don't do it in a way to be rude. You know, just say why we're done. But, you know, when you're through, totally through with the other relationship, other than the children, of course, but you're through with that woman, then come on back. We'll sit down and talk, and we'll go from there.
Right.
Okay? I got to get two more callers. I'm almost at the end of the show. But
thank
you, Tonetta, for calling. Love you dearly, and I'll be praying for you, okay, that your health gets better. God bless you.
Thank you. All right.
Okay. Bye-bye. Go ahead, please.
Thank you for calling in. Area code 586.
Hello. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi. Who's this?
This is Angel.
Hi, Angel. How are you?
Good. I have a question. I have a friend of mine that just came back from the past, just gave me a call last night. And I'm calling to see what is he up to. Is he trying to be serious or he's still playing his games? Because I already not talked to him for like 3 months, and I'm not going to play his games.
I'll tell you why he called you. Because in his heart, he realizes who you really are. Maybe late for him. But, you know, have you ever heard the saying, because you're a young woman, so I'm sure you have elders around, you don't miss your water till the well runs dry?
Yeah.
That's with this gentleman. He realizes now who you are. In his heart, he realizes. Is he ready to do what he should do and be the man that you're looking for? Nope. But he does realize who you are. And for that, you have respect.
Okay.
I have respect. But no, who's this little short guy this running behind you? I see a little short guy look like a Kevin Hart running behind you.
No, I have another friend. I mean, we date from here and there, but it's kind of goofy.
I see a little short guy running behind you, and girl, he'd smell your dirty drawers. He is crazy about you.
Okay. So
he
maybe
is
he'll
crazy
step up
about
to the
you,
plate.
But he looks like a Kevin Hart. That's why I said he's short, kind of like Kevin.
Yeah.
But and let me tell you about him right quick. He has curly hair, short curly hair, and he works like in computers or IT. So he has something to do with either electronics or computers.
Okay.
That's what he does for a living. But Honey, that man is crazy, but I can feel his essence. He's just like, boom, boom, boom. He wants you.
Well, I haven't met that one yet, so that's the new one to come. Okay, I'm waiting.
Well, when you do, when you two just tell him, don't be a stalker, please. Don't be a stalker.
Okay.
Because he's going to be on you, girlfriend. I'm telling you now. He's medium-complected, about the height of Kevin Hart, got little curly hair, and he's either in the electronics field or the computer field. But this man is crazy about you.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Have a good day. Next caller.
Thank you for calling in area code 347.
Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Hey,
hello.
How are
I'm
you?
I'm here with Linus. Fine.
Hey,
you
Linus. How are you doing?
Terrific.
That is good. I just got a question. Me and my boyfriend have been together for about 2.5 years now. And, like, it's very rocky. And I want to know what's going on. Do you see a future with us or what?
Okay, and what's your name, please?
Bianca.
Deontha?
Bianca.
Oh,
B
Bianca.
Boy, Bianca,
that's
yes.
Oh, that's pretty. Okay,
thank
Bianca.
Thank you.
2.5. Well, there's a lot of love there. Oh, my God. You guys
it
really
is,
love
but we argue a lot. Like.
But you know what that is? Y'all need communication under.
Yeah, and that's what I try to work with. I keep telling them we need communication. Mm. We
yeah, but you two love each other. I feel that love is very strong.
Right.
You know, it's almost like the wedding, what God has put together, let no man put asunder.
Right.
That's how I feel you guys' love is. But it's just communications.
Yeah, but I'm kind of scared he's just there for my son, because I do have a 6-year-old boy. And, like, you can tell that he loves him, but I'm, like, afraid that that's the only reason why he's there.
No, he loves you, honey. That man loves you. And, yes, he does love your son very deeply. Yes, he does. But he loves you. You guys just need communication. That's why y'all be the little arguments and stuff that y'all be going on, you just need to be able to communicate with one another and you'll be okay.
Yeah.
Let me
I know I have an attitude on me, and it's like he thinks every time we get into an argument, it's my fault. He don't never want to take the blame, and I'm like, well, I felt some type of way about it, you know? And it's like he doesn't care. Like, he just gets into this attitude like, okay, whatever I say is whatever I say.
Yeah, but no, you don't want that either, because that means that he's just conforming just to keep peace, and that's not
right.
good, because that means there's something inside he's holding back, and how do you know one day his behavior may change for the worse instead of staying as a good, you know what I mean,
right.
for the better? Let me give you a suggestion. All, you know, you can always see your ministers, you know,
mm-hmm.
and have counseling, or an objective counselor, professional, and also, you know, do the two of you ever pray together and ask God to give you guidance?
No.
Hold hands? You
no.
both don't have to get on, I'm not saying you both got to get on your knees down at the bed at night. I'm just talking about, listen, try this. Do this for me. The next time y'all have a disagreement, before you let it get out there in left field, grab his hand and say, baby, let's just pray on this real quick. Let's ask God to give us guidance so I don't say something out of the left side of my mouth and you don't say something out the right side of your mouth. Can we
right.
just, let's just ask God to guide us. And then, amen to the prayer, then y'all go ahead and I guarantee you, both of your attitudes will change once you say amen and then try to talk about it logically and sensibly. Okay?
Right, because I keep saying we need to go to church, because we just got into a real bad accident last Saturday, and it's like ever since the accident and he knows that his money coming, he's just been acting very different, and it's just like we argue every day. And
okay,
I'm kind of afraid that we're not going to make it, you know.
Yeah, but don't put that out in the universe, because if you put that out there, then it will happen. You won't be
right.
together. So put it out to the universe that you want understanding. But just try that. Just grab his hand. Like I said, yeah, y'all ain't got to get. You can just, you know, God hears you wherever you at. If you just, you know, when y'all go to argue, say, hold up, baby. Grab his hands. Wait a minute. Let's say a quick prayer here to guide our words. And then be done with it. You know what I'm saying? And
yeah.
then go from there. And, hey, he may feel like, okay, you know, I want this relationship to work. Why don't we go ahead and go and get some counseling?
Yeah, because that's what I keep saying. Maybe we need counseling. Maybe it's something we need. We don't need counseling. We don't need that. But he always, like, I told him, stop bringing up that, oh, well, break up with me then. If you don't like it, just break up with me. And I keep telling him, stop bringing that up. Stop making that as a
You don't break. You keep bringing stuff up like that, then it comes to pass. But, yeah. Well, Bianca, let me know. But, like I said, check with a pastor for counseling or either a professional counselor. But do that, though, okay?
Yes, thank you
so much. And try that, and definitely prayer. And don't force him to go to church. If he don't want to go to church, like I say, just grab his hand and say a little prayer.
He does. He goes to church. That's
okay,
the thing,
then, well,
Sometimes he just gets in this mood like, oh, I don't want to go.
Okay, well, that's what I'm saying. Check with the pastor. You know, maybe check and see. Maybe not go to church, maybe go on an off time. But anyway, Bianca, I got to wrap it up. My producer's sending me flags, so I better wrap this up. But thank you so much for calling, and I wish you the very best, and I'll be praying for you, baby.
Thank you.
And to all the listeners, you're most welcome. To all the people that called in today, thank you so much for calling today for a free psychic reading in the studio with Lena, Chabonet, and Bernice. Next week, our show is about would you investigate someone that you're dating. In other words, ladies and gentlemen, because men too could check out women. Next week we're going to talk about when you meet somebody and you're starting to, hey, maybe want to take it to the next level. You want to check that person out and see what they're like, health, credit, job, whatever. We'll call in next Sunday at 4 p.m. and we'll get it going.